There's one last piece in this sadhana share, and it is this. The precise evening that I arrived home into my lover's arms, he said, "Honey dear, I need more space. I'm growing fast. Please grant me space." And so he said he'd take a room in a house in town. My heart, it broke, or so it felt. He had catalyzed. Like a dumpster truck outside a house, a renovation, a full-force gutting. My heart, it spilled out so much pain. It emptied it out. This took 2 weeks. It's nearly clear at point of writing. Not of speaking, at point of writing. What a gift you gave me, dear. You catalyzed my clearing out of stale pain from my heart. Yet in the midst of what is now relief, acceptance of enormous growth, he's expanding fast and so am I. There was one night. I never wish to repeat it. Yet within it, there was this great gift. I felt disconnected. I felt lost. I felt suicide. In the depth of pain, a voice that spoke, "Love everyone and everything as yourself. This is your purpose here. This is your purpose here." In the same instant, I felt a wash of relief. My entire being, my entire mind was bathed. Again, I knew why I am here. What a great relief. Within a day of practicing this, of loving all I came in contact with, not meeting them where they appeared, yet meeting them as self. This next directive, it did come. Love yourself, little self, ego self, as yourself, high self, full capacity self. This message came from three sources, from a healer friend and a visiting friend, and it came so clear and pure from this sure voice. I love myself so very dear. I bow to it. I revere it. I recognize its pure, true love. I completely trust it. Yet there's been one huge missing piece. I did not love my smaller self like this. And now must catch it up to this. I must bathe it in love. For the only thing holding me back from light and love, from being home, is falling short of loving pure my little ego self. So this now, it is my task at point of writing. The finest focus on this path, for love myself as I love God, and it too becomes of God. It always was, it always is, it's mere illusion shimmering that ever dissuades me from believing that little me, she too, is light. Does this sound familiar to you? Do you share the stepping stone? If so, step now up here with me. Let us all step home. For as we love the only fragment that ever doubted that it is love, as it remembers that it is love, then all is love. As all remembers that it is love, then we become the sacred dove. The dove is love. The dove is light. The dove is love. 'Tis you and I. It is our vehicle for ascension. Take your seat in it, and so will I. We can only lift ourselves into it as we fully love ourselves. And as we do this, all the cosmos breathes a great sigh of relief. 'Twill be heard, one great sighing, one great laughter. It will resound throughout the stars. For as we love our own selves truly, we become one with God. This is our mission, near complete now, to remember that we are love. It is so simple. Why complicate it? Come with me, release your shame. There is no purpose of ever shaming your we self or any else, for you are brilliant, you are wondrous. Here are the scissors. Now cut the cord. Cut the cord of shameful suffering. Cut the cord of shameful love, for it is not the love worth loving. Only love can make pure love. There is nothing to repent here. You have done nothing wrong. We were merely children in the garden. We have been learning all along. I have shed my former sadness, my former shame I had held within. What joyous liberation I am feeling, this can be yours too now, my dear. Cut the cord. It's not your anchor, nor is guilt, nor apathy. You are meant to be truly shining. You are meant to shine with me. Love is all, and all is loving. Hear these words. Yes, take them in. For this is truth, and notwithstanding all the suffering you have been. That was then, and this is now, dear. You need not repeat the past. Come now with me. My hand is offering you to take it. Walk this path. Come walk this path now. Walk this path. Come walk this path now. Please walk this path. So here is now my complete sadhana. Here it is. Lift from in it any nuggets that inspire you. Except these are my gift. 14-day live from my Atman. My whole being is my heart. 40-day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground, slow roots, steep, savor, infuse, global leadership initiative. What can I say yes to? Cultivate courage, one small thing daily that takes courage, 5 of 7 days every week. Embrace my ego, ego loving, opening the valves, spiral, align my spine, agmora. Breathe every moment, be present without distraction, being and expressing purely from my core. I dedicate my life to the divine. Zero tolerance to inner aggression. Detachment and devotion. Think from my heart. Move from my heart. Selfless service. Give the fruits of my labor to God. What do I need to recognize, to realize? I am a wick. Light me. Implode through my heart. Lift the cloth up. Swim towards the highest point, the beak of the ascension dove. Vacate my mind, for sale sign, move into my heart and my base chakras. Crown and pineal will reach me here. Love everyone and everything as myself. This is my purpose here. Love my little self as myself. As an example, here is what one of my clients, she did with this. I shared with her the simple beginnings of my first week in my first 40 days. This is what she crafted for herself. This is what she practices to this day. Be of open mind, not reactionary. Be of open heart. Recognize the love that comes to me. Be aware of the energy I bring to the room or to the space. Seek the upward spiral. Don't argue with my mate. Live clean, eat clean, be outside aware of my environment. This is one example of many possibilities. Begin small, choose one sample, set a time frame, focus in. It may be one day for you, it may be 7, it may be 40. Choose a number that fits for you. Set out your notes as words, as pictures, as music if you prefer sound. Create your way of reminding yourself of what it is you wish to turn around. Then commit yourself in love to yourself. Make this commitment to you sure. Success is yours. Begin it gently. Baby steps succeed at first. Share your sadhana only with those who can support you through and through. It is so precious. You must respect this. It is your communication with me. It is your communication with me. It is your communion with me.